guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys. We're babbling through the show today, and just thought we'd take a step back, slow down, and just talk a little bit about just fundamentals of grilling and feeding your family and feeding your friends when they come over. And, you know, anywhere that Bob and I go, people ask us questions about barbecue. It just happens. I mean, that's kind of why we do this, because this thing surely doesn't pay real well. But we do have a lot of fun, and we have a lot of opportunity to share our knowledge with people. And I find, and the big satisfaction I get out of it is you'll see a light come on, right? You'll be talking away, and then they'll start putting things together, and they'll go, yeah. Oh. And then if it's a friend, you might get a call in a couple of weeks and say, hey, I did that. And
texting's a big one for
right,
me.
Yes, exactly.
I get a friend of a friend texted, hey, this is so-and-so. Somebody gave me your number. Hope you don't mind. But
yeah.
And then you've got a thread that's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm driving, dude.
Yeah, right.
No, I really don't mind.
Right.
I you know, the older you get, and I'm 65 now, I consider it kind of my responsibility to pass on certain bits of knowledge or
right.
like hunting and cooking and fishing and anything I can to the younger generations, because that's how you learn, and that's how I learned
right.
a lot.
Right.
Is the old timers. And I love picking up that old wisdom.
And I are one now. Right?
Yes, yeah. I are.
So let's talk a little bit. It's football season, right? It's the fall of the year. Great, my favorite season of the year, because there's hunting, there's great fishing, but there's also this thing called tailgating. And at work, because of being a grilling guy, we're planning one for the end of October for the Michigan State game. It's down in Ann Arbor. It's down in Ann Arbor this year. So I, of course, get drafted to help with the menu and things of that nature.
Oh, they're not going to hire us?
No. I don't want to drive all the way down there. And with all that, there's going to be 100 people there. Plus, where we're doing it, you got to use caterers on site. So,
hello.
It's good, though. It's turnkey.
I'm here.
I understand. But I don't have to work this time. I can go and enjoy it. But I am kind of
controlling. See how that
menu,
works, Conrad? I was trying to get in on some game action, and
right.
it's just like got the brush back.
Not there.
Got the brush back.
So, but short of hiring somebody to do it, like the Grilling Guys Takeout, the Grilling Guys Catering, if you're doing this yourself, there's a long list of things that I would have with me in order to get ready to tailgate at a game. And if I'm cooking. Now, a lot of people will bring things all pre-made.
It really depends on how you roll.
Right.
If you don't have a truck, if you got a small vehicle, you got to, it comes down to ergonomics.
Right. But if you do bring it, like we're going to do and talk about in this segment, or we got nothing to talk about, so let's do that.
Well, right? We used to bring Big Brown, that big
excursion. Yeah. That was a land yacht. I think that's the biggest or passenger vehicle ever made on Earth, that Ford Excursion. Well, you could pack it. We'd do 200 people at a tailgate out of the back end of that thing, man. That was crazy. But so Bob's big on, we usually talk about this during the holidays too, is a toolbox for yourself. And Bob bought me one. It's a DeWalt box on wheels.
Oh, you got the best one I ever built.
Right, yep. And and it's maybe like 2 foot long and a foot wide, and it's got a couple wheels on the back and a handle on the front. You can visualize that.
He looks like a flight attendant when
right,
he's
yeah,
going
right,
down the
yeah,
street.
Yeah, exactly.
A flight attendant with tools.
But in there, and I'll spare you the full list, but things that jump out at me that you have to have: spatulas, tongs. Don't get those kind of tongs, guys, that when you squeeze them together, that two ends miss each other. You know, those cheap ones that don't have
yeah,
a hinge.
Spend
they're
some
just
money
sprung.
And get the nice, long yeah. kitchen stainless ones.
Right, and they got a hinge on
Go
them.
Go to a kitchen shop.
Right, but they're still only like $5 or $6 a pair. They're not like 30
Yeah,
bucks.
They're up more
well,
now.
Probably are, yeah.
But you can get them at the dollar store that will work.
Right. So I dropped the box, and it fell over. And the lid wasn't on right, and it fell over, and all my tongs fell out. So I just felt like I had to wash them, right? They were on the ground, whatever. I have 22 pair.
5 seconds.
22 pair
you got 5 seconds.
Of tongs in that box. And my wife's like, I think we probably ought to go tong shopping, Jop. Don't you think you need some more? And I'm like, well, the reason that I have them is different sizes for different things, right? If you've got a smoking hot grill and you want a longer set so that you're not reaching over it to flip a burger or turn a dog or move a piece of chicken around, you want a little longer ones. But the shorter ones are easier to work with, and maybe for serving, I use those, the shorter ones. If I've got a big pan of pulled pork, okay, you don't want long tongs in there. You want little short ones that people can grab a hold of and grab some meat. So there's different uses for different things. But at the end of the day, you're going to drop them. It just happens. I dropped the whole box, which is why I counted them. But you're going to drop a pair, so have another one with you. That's all I'm saying is put a couple pairs of tongs in your box. You certainly don't need what I have, but we cater, right? I mean, so we've got tongs everywhere for everything.
You got some more catering coming up. You've had a couple of big bidders at Ducks Unlimited,
right? Yeah, yeah, that was crazy.
That's cool. So maybe you'll lose some tongs to those duck hunters.
Right, yeah. Well, it'll all be good. That's a whole other story.
You'll find some tongs in duck blind someday. You'll know they're joppies.
Yeah, maybe. So other things in this box. Toothpicks. Make sure you got toothpicks. When you're eating barbecue, somebody usually needs a toothpick. Those are in there. This time
and
of year.
And you can reuse those, can't you?
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. No.
I don't wash those. No, not so much. Mini flashlight. You know what? You're usually cleaning up in the dark. If you're feeding people before a game, especially a night game, it'll be.
That's where I will tell you right now, I went on to eBay and started shopping for hat lights.
Yeah.
Because hunting season's on us. And all the new hat lights now charge with a mini USB.
Okay.
So I bought several because I got my wife one. I got her one that makes her look like an ape. Because she likes to go do these adventurous things with her girlfriends in the woods and whatever. And,
right. You
know, it's kind of nice to have landing lights when you're out there. Show the bear where you're at.
Right.
But all these little hat lights now, some of them have motion detectors on them, so they'll come on when you're...
I don't know how it would ever go off with my head bobbing around when I'm talking, you know?
And then I got these, and this I think of for tailgate. I bought a bunch of these. They're little yellow square LED lights, and the back has a little stand that pops out. And again, you charge it with a mini USB.
Okay.
And it's got two or three settings, and you can hang it or hook it. So if I'm packing up at night after a tailgate or anything like this, I got these things like... This last Friday morning, I was out at the smoker getting ready for that event.
Right.
And I had them lined up on the fence because I don't have power back there yet. And it was fantastic. And they were $12 on eBay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So I would bring some Ziploc bags.
Definitely.
Put those in there. There's
bags, too.
Right. Garbage bag is another one. Always room for a roll of duct tape. Got to have duct tape. These are non-eating things, but they just come in handy. If you got nowhere to hang a trash bag, you can duct tape it to the pole on the tent, and then it's open. You can put stuff in it. You're not, those kind of things.
There's another thing. Depending on, there's lots of ways to hang different things.
Right,
but they have little apparatus. My wife made her own. She took one of her old hippie days belts, with the dual holes and metal all the way around it. And she bought these little hardware hooks, and she straps that around something, and she can hang, like, everything she needs where she's at, like,
that's
especially
cool.
Camping or tailgating.
Right, yep. So, those are a few. Bottle opener, always bring a bottle opener. Somebody's going to have something that doesn't twist off or whatever. You might as well throw in a wine screw as well, because somebody's going to want to have a bottle of wine. They forgot their opener, so do one of those.
Had a wine screw or two.
Yep. Paper towel, right, goes right with that.
You got
right?
a comment, Conrad?
No, I'm happily married.
Yeah,
thank
right,
you.
Right.
Oh, so he's never had a wine screw.
Right, yeah, saying? Right. Well, that was before, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Whatever. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up.
Right. But anyway, so those are a few things that go in that box that you want to have with you that maybe not everybody thinks about. So, but let's talk a little bit about tailgate food. My number one is I like things with a handle. I can skewer things, or I can get something with maybe like a chicken wing with a little bone on the end.
Let me just skewer this conversation, and okay. Let's finish it in the next segment.
All right. Coming up next, it's tailgate food. Stick with us. We'll be back.